Good afternoon and welcome to Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM. I'm Navi Ball and today my guest is Kelly Martins, the president of the Thompson Trailbreakers. He's here to talk about how the trails are looking so far this season and how Snow Pass helps the club keep the trails groomed. So Kelly, could you tell us what the Thompson Trailbreakers are and when the group got started?
The Thompson Trailbreakers are a volunteer incorporated snowmobile club whose prime focus is to provide safe designated snowmobile trails in the Thompson area and also to stage events and rides to enhance the snowmobile experience and show what Northern Manitoba has to offer. The club started in about 1995.
All right. And what's your role with the organization?
I hold the position of president of the club, and I'm also a northern representative on the Snowman Board of Directors.
Now, could you tell us what trails the organization grooms and takes care of?
We provide trails to Paint Lake, to Osboggin Lake, on to Saskew Rapids, Woboden and Ponton, where we meet up with the club from Snow Lake. Also have a trail to Mystery Mountain, Ski Hill, Moak Lake, and back to town. As well, we have a designated trail north to Kelsey Generating Station, about 110 kilometers, connecting up with the Gillam Club.
All right. And how are the trails looking so far?
The trails are looking pretty good. We have cleared several of them. Our only holdup right now is more ice on the beaver ponds and swampy areas. Our groomers require about 17 inches of ice in order to cross. We would like to ask folks who are out riding in the area if they could spread out and pack the trails, not ride in single file so that everything freezes down better. I also wanted to take this opportunity to let snowmobilers know that Valet is working in the area from the ski hill back to town a few miles. We are going to be working with them to keep the trail open, but ask that everyone use caution to keep an eye open for workers and heavy equipment. Signs will be posted once the trail opens. Also, Manitoba Hydro will not be brushing any hydro lines on our trails, but they will be doing extensive work to structures between Thompson and Paint Lake and some work onto Woboden and Ponton. So please use caution whenever riding on hydro lines, as there could be maintenance going on at any time.
Now, it's important for snowmobilers to have a snow pass when going on the trail. So could you tell us a bit about snow pass and how it works?
Sure. All money raised from the sale of snow passes provincially is distributed to 53 snowmobile clubs in Manitoba based on the number of kilometers groomed the previous year. There are approximately 19,000 snow passes sold each year and 35,000 registered snowmobiles in Manitoba. So the way it works is the money is all in one pot divided between everyone. The more grooming that is done across the province, the less money there is for each club. Last year, there was lots of snow in the southern part of the province, and as a result, a lot of kilometers groomed. The payout that we got was far less than in the previous year. The Snow Pass is a user pay system, and it is very important everyone who rides designated trails buys a Snow Pass to support the cost of providing the trail through the cost of expensive groomers and drags, maintenance on the equipment, signs, shelters, and so on. It is a bit of a unique situation where there is a cost to purchase the pass, but all of the work to make and maintain the trail is volunteer. If the workforce was paid, the passes would have to cost a lot more. Volunteers are getting hard to come by at times, so it can be a struggle. We all want to go out and ride on the trails, on nice trails, as soon as the conditions permit, but somebody has to do the work.
Now, is the Thompson Trailbreakers looking for volunteers to help out with the trails?
Yes, we're always looking for volunteers for sure. Need all the help that we can get. And the best place to get information on the club is on our Facebook page, which is fairly active during the season. And we have regular meetings every second Tuesday.
You mentioned your Facebook page for the volunteers, but where can people go to get more information about the Thompson Trailbreakers and Snow Pass, as well as the trail conditions as well?
As I say, we can go to our Facebook page. They can also go to the Snowman website, which is snowman.mb.ca. There is also a new interactive map that anybody can download. It costs $3.95 a year, and it shows in real time the trails that are open and the trails that are closed all across the province. And it can be downloaded to your phone.
Now, was there anything else about the Thompson Trailbreakers people should know about?
I just wanted to mention that the club is also hosting a snowmobile ride for Dad on February the 29th in order to raise money for prostate cancer research. It is affiliated with the National Ride for Dad organization, which is quite a large organization. We would love to see people participate. There will be pledge sheets available in the next little while.
Well, on that note, thank you so much for coming by the station to talk about what's going on with the trails this season.
Thank you very, very much.
All right, that was Kelly Martins, the president of the Thompson Trailbreakers. For Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.